Well, hello, hello, hello out there. It is your girl APM Powers coming back to you with another episode of APM Powers. And today, again, we're talking about goals. I'm going to be giving you some quick tips today, three or four, maybe five tips on a goal completion. Because I said that I wanted to come to you because seriously, by this time in the year, in a new year, right, we are either soaring with our goals or our goals have just kind of faded away, right? And so I promised that I was going to keep you guys a little bit more motivated this year with your goals and talking about goals and trying to keep you, you know, again, just on top of your goals so that you're able to complete more goals, right? To reach more of the things that you want to achieve for yourself, for your personal growth, your business growth, your spiritual growth, whatever it may be for you, because everybody's in a different place and I completely understand that. And I do not, mean to undermine that. But I want to just try to encourage you today to, you know, to stay on top of it, to make sure that, you know, you're doing what you need to do, to complete those goals, right? Not just write them down, not just set them, but make sure that you're completing the goals that you set out. You know, it seems like the month seems to get shorter. The days go by so much faster, in life today, right? Everything is moving so fast. Like at the end of 2023, I was kind of like, where did 2023 go? Seriously. I really was saying that to myself. Like, where did it go? Like, you know, what did I do this year? Like I said, last year was truly a whirlwind for me. It was a blessing. I've been blessed, you know, the past few. I really have no complaints. That doesn't mean that things didn't happen, you know, in bad ways for me in some instances. I think I was transparent with you guys for my first podcast of the year telling you I did not complete all the goals that I set out to complete last year, but that's okay because they're still on my list and I'm still moving forward with them. And so by in no means am I saying that I am perfect or that you have to be perfect. We just need to be better, right? We just need to keep growing. And that is why APM Powers exists. That is why I'm here. So again, I really appreciate you guys. If this podcast blesses you, if any of my podcast blesses you, please go back, share them with someone else, share them on your pages, show me some love. You know, I am looking for that. That is what life has come to now, likes and shares, right? So if you love me, if you love the podcast, if you like a little bit of what I'm talking about, share it with someone else, right? Because maybe it's not for you, but you never know who you could reach for your girl, right? So I'm thankful for you guys just listening and tuning in. Every time I post, every time I have a podcast, but I do want you to start sharing it. Again, thank you to those of you who continue to support my family brand. PrideFamilyMerch.com is still here. Thank you guys to those of you who've already purchased things, our beanies, our sweatsuits, our crew necks. We've got a lot of things on the site, so please go over to the site. Let us know what you think. Keep that personal responsibility and daily excellence. Keep that in your life. That is what we strive for each and every day, each and every one of us. We're excited about our brand. We want you to join the pride. We want you to join the family, right? We consider you guys family. We're a family, and we love you guys for continuing to support us, as well as CWP Sports Consulting. Me and my husband are here for you parents, especially parents. Parents, if you're a parent of a high school athlete, eighth grade all the way up to junior year, I hope. We can help some seniors, but we got a different talk for you guys. But basically, we're targeting eighth grade to junior year. We want to talk to you parents. We want to get you some information. We want to help you. We want to hold your hand if that's what you need to try to get your son or daughter. We do all sports. It's not just about football. We do basketball. We do track and field. We do baseball. And we talk to parents and we try to educate you guys. We look at your son or your daughter's academics. We look at their field work. We look at whether they could take some training. We look at so many aspects of what these athletes do. And so we would love to help you. Again, our Instagram page for that is Recruiting Gems on Instagram. And again, you can always reach us on coachwithpride.com. If you want to email us, if you've got some questions or you want to set up a consultation, you can email us at Troy Sr. That's TROYSR at coachwithpride.com. Shoot us an email and we'll respond to you promptly and try to get you set up, or reach out to us on that Instagram, Recruiting Gems. Cause we know that there's some gems out there that aren't being recruited and we just want to help you get into position. So reach out to us as far as that. Guys, I'm always here at coachwithpride.com to coach you, to do consultations with you, to do some consulting with you, to do training with your corporate, your business, or, you know, do some business strategy sessions. I'm all over the place as far as that's concerned, but I love what I do. I'm good at what I do. So give me a shot if you are interested or need a business coach or would like me to come into your company or corporation and do some business training. Last year, I did a lot of DEI stuff, which was very, very interesting, but very, very fulfilling. I've done my research on that. I'm well versed in that area. So if you are looking to add some DEI to your company, please reach out to me. I am available. Angela at coachwithpride.com. So those are all of my little housekeeping things, but let's get back to these quick tips on you completing your goals today, right? Because I've learned, you know, just in what I do, that most people are really good at setting the goals, but not a lot of people are good at completing those goals. When you talk to them in 3 or 4 months, they have gotten so sidetracked that they're not even on their goals anymore, right? So, but when you're striving to get to that next level, you really have to be, setting your goals has to be a part of your norm, and not just setting them, but taking responsibility for them and making sure that you complete them, and not just complete them, but exceed them, and then repeat that. You know, when you talk about driven people, when you talk about really highly self-motivated people, and that is few and far between, by the way. I don't mean to make that seem like that is like a norm, because most people are not very self-motivated, which is why my profession exists, because people do need coaches. It's just like in sports. People need coaches in their life. People need coaches in their business. People need coaches in their spiritual walks. All of those things, right? Because if we could do it by ourselves, I really truly believe we would be doing it by ourselves. But we do have so many distractions in today's society in particular. There's always been distractions, right? But now we have these little devices that we carry around 24/7 that is always something that's going to distract us from our own personal goals. But setting unrealistic goals, you know, that aren't obtainable or that you're in, isn't even in a position to achieve. That's another bad thing about goal setting. So, you know, if you guys go back and listen to my last two podcasts, I kind of give a little bit more details on that. But I urge, you know, my clientele, hey, look at your goals often. You should have something daily that you're, that's reminding you of your goal for that month, for that year, for that whatever, right? And so you should be able to see that as a constant reminder to yourself that, hey, this is what I'm working on, because it, this reaffirms, you know, that this is something that you want, right? And so I talked about commitment in one of my talks, right? And so you have to be committed to it. If you're not committed to it, guess what? It is just not going to happen. If you definitely haven't written your goals down, if you don't see your goals often, I can guarantee you that you are not working on your goals. But the bigger thing, right, is that when you have goals, like no goal at all should go on forever. Like, there are some things that you want to do and you want to continue to be better. Like, so if you want to lose weight, you know, you've lost a certain amount of pounds, but now you want to tone up, or now you want to eat healthier, or now you want to, you know, there's always something as far as health that is continuing, right? But those are different components. No goal goes on forever. No goal should go on forever. And I'm saying this because there should be a timeline. What is the time frame that you want to complete this thing by? There should be a deadline for your goals, right? So I want to have this done by this date. And especially when you put a specific date on it, that's just more accountability. That is what we often need. We need more accountability. When we don't have accountability, guess what? We wander. We wander aimlessly. We get distracted. We get lost. We totally forget. So having a timeline just helps you be more consistent. So I really want to make sure that, you know, you're putting a timeline on your goals. But let me go and back up a little bit. So the first tip for your goals, have you written them down? Do you have your vision board already planned out? Have you done that? Because a lot of times, and vision boards aren't for everybody, but writing down should be for everybody. You should at least have something where your goal is written down, right? So write it down. That's the first thing, right? That's the first tip. If you've not written your goal down, if you're not a vision board person, you still can write it down. If you are a vision board person, you can do your vision board, but you still need to write down that specific goal, right? And, you know, I talked about, too, how goals, some goals are short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals. But, you know, you decide that, right? And you can be working on multiple things all at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And for some people, that gets a little cloudy, and that's where your coach comes in and kind of helps you decipher or differentiate where you are in each goal or each long-term, median, or short-term goal, right? But we won't talk about that. But I definitely want you to make sure you get them written down, right? And then the other thing is, you know, I talk about a lot of times, have you seen your goal? Your goals should be in multiple places. Maybe it should be on the dashboard of your car. Maybe it should be on your treadmill when you go to run. Maybe it should be on a sticky on your bathroom mirror when you get up to go and wash your face and brush your teeth every morning, right? Put it in multiple places so you can see it. If you're working a job and you're trying to get out of that job, one of the best places that you can put it is on that desktop that you sit in front of every single day. Or maybe if you don't want someone else to see it, put it down in your little drawer that you pull out to write things down on, or that little drawer that you keep your pens on. But put it on the side of the drawer, put it at the bottom of the drawer, and keep it clear so that you can see it, because it's a reminder that you're working on something else, that there's something bigger that you're working towards. Especially, you know, a lot of my clients I've helped to get out of their 9-to-5 jobs because they had bigger aspirations, they had a business that they wanted to start, and I'm so thankful for being able to be instrumental in those types of situations, because sometimes people get buried in their jobs, man. They're doing something that they're not passionate about, that they really didn't want to do. It's just something that mom or dad has set them up for, and they continue to do that thing for a whole 30, 40 years. I could never imagine. I don't know if I've shared with you guys a little bit of my story, but I did. I set out to be a doctor. I obtained a degree in biology and chemistry, and but I wanted to be a medical doctor. That was my goal. It took me a lot longer to get my bachelor's degree, but that's a whole nother story. But I was determined to get it. But then when I got into my field, I was doing organic synthesis, and that's a form of chemistry, right? I really loved biology. Chemistry just came along with it as me wanting to be a medical doctor. But anywho, I did that thing for 7 years, and I just couldn't do it anymore. It was draining me. It was taking all of my energy, and I was not really enjoying it. And so I had to walk away from it. But not a lot of people are in my position to be able to walk away from their jobs, right? So they have to plan, and they have to prepare, and they have to really pep themselves up. And I'm thankful that as a coach, I've been in some of those situations to be able to help them realize that, you know, you're not going to gain anything by this because you're miserable doing this. So let's get you in a different position. Let's change your mindset. Let's set some goals and let's get you out of here. And thankfully, that is exactly what they did. But they did it by listening. They did it by, you know, investing in themselves. They did it by working hard and all of this. I can definitely not take all the credit. I was only a catalyst, a minor catalyst in them pursuing something that they wanted that was better for themselves. And that's all a goal is, right? It's growth. It's you growing. It's you pushing for more, right? So number one tip, go back, write it down. Number two, place it in multiple places so that you can see it, so that you're reminded daily as to what you're working on. And thirdly, this was the one that I was just talking about. Give it a deadline. Put a date on it. That is commitment and that is accountability all in one, right? I want to have this done by this date. I want to be out. I'm going to give myself 3 years on this job or 5 years on this job, and you are working your plan the entire time while you're getting a paycheck and you're helping someone else. Does that mean you have to work harder? Absolutely. Does that mean you have to do more? Absolutely. Does that mean that your days are longer? Absolutely. Because the other thing that I think people don't understand when they say those types of things, I don't really want to work a 9-to-5. Well, 9-to-5, what it does is it's a safety net and it's consistency, and you can rely on the fact that if you clock in and you clock out, you're going to get a check. When you're an entrepreneur, if you don't clock in or if you don't go and get that business, guess what? There is no check. And I think that some people take that for granted and they think that entrepreneurship is easy. No, you work harder in entrepreneurship. You're probably working 40 hours at your job, which is why when people are wanting to leave their job, I tell them, I said, oh, now you're going to have to start working 60 or 70 hours because you're going to be having to put 20 and 30 hours into your business on top of you clocking in and clocking out. And people don't really get that. But talk to an entrepreneur. They'll tell you they work 10 times harder than they ever worked on a 9-to-5 because guess what? They were having to do it in most cases while they were still working. They were having to get to a certain place before they could leave their job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, give that thing a deadline. and keep working on it, right? And then the other thing is the action steps that you put in place as far as your goals. A lot of people write down a list of goals. They may have 10 goals. But what I need you to do, not only just write those goals down on another sheet of paper, you go and you write that goal at the top of the paper. And now what are the action steps that needs to happen to make that goal happen? The second goal, write it on another sheet of paper. What are the action steps? What are the things that you should be doing in order to make sure that this goal is moving forward, right? And so I could go into grave detail on that. That is a part of my strategy. You know, what I do with my people when we build and develop a strategy, because it's so much more than just writing things down. It's all about the action, guys. Action is required. So what are your action steps to make that goal successful, for you to complete that goal, right? What are the action steps? And lastly, the last tip that I have for you guys today, is ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Nobody is in this world on their own. Even when you hear the Bill Gates, the Steve Jobs, those people, when they were talking, they have massive teams. They have all kinds of people. They have people that are smarter than them. You want people that are smarter than you working on your team, helping you, pushing you, teaching you things that you don't know. Do not, I repeat, do not be afraid to ask for help. Shameless plug, hire that coach. Hire your favorite coach. Hire somebody that you believe in, that you believe can get you to your next level. Is it going to be always affordable? No. You've got to, again, put in some work. You've got to maybe sacrifice. Maybe you don't go on vacation because you are trying to leave your job. And maybe you take that vacation money and you invest in a coach. Somebody that's going to help push you. Somebody who's going to hold you accountable. Somebody who is moving you forward towards reaching your goals, guys. It can't be a lose-lose situation for everybody. You've got to be able to invest in you, because when you start a business, you want people to invest in that business. But what are you doing to get them to invest in that business? Hopefully you're investing in yourself. Hopefully you're investing in putting out the best product. Hopefully you're investing in being seen. Everything that you move forward as far as your goals is going to be an investment. There are going to have to be some sacrifices, and you're going to have to be willing to put in the work, right? But it can't just be everybody else putting in the work. It's you, it's your coach, it's your team, it's those that are around you, that are supporting you, those that believe in you. Oh, and then lastly, this isn't a tip, there's going to be quite a few people that don't support you. So just get ready for that. But who cares about that? As long as you build that circle around you, that inner circle that's so close to you, that will support you and that do believe in you, you're going to be fine. You'll be fine. So I hope that this helped you today. I hope that this helps you see your goals a little bit clearly. Again, the five tips are: write that goal down, place it in multiple places, give a deadline to it, put a date on it. Put the action steps in place to make that thing happen. If you can't put those action steps in place by yourself, get you a coach. Sit down with me. We can do a strategy session. That's a one-time thing, one-time fee. But don't be afraid to ask for help. We can't do, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it definitely wasn't built just by one person, right? So you need a team. You need people that are going to be able to support your vision and see what you're doing, and going to push you and help you to carry that thing out. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in today to another episode of AP Empowers. I am very thankful for you guys, and I'm excited that you guys continue to listen. Again, as I stated, share this podcast with someone else who you feel like will be blessed by it. AP Empowers, signing out.